FEMA is urging people in coastal areas of North and South Carolina to evacuate. FEMA says there is not much time left to get out ahead of Hurricane Florence. Meanwhile, big businesses have started closing. Daimler and Volvo stopped production at their plants outside of Charleston. Boeing has closed its doors in North Charleston. It is shifting production temporarily to Washington State. WBUR's Callum Borchers has been following the business impact of this storm. We, of course, are also following the human impact as well. Colin, good to see you. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for having me.
Sure. There are hundreds of auto suppliers in this part of the country, in South Carolina, automakers, auto parts makers. How much is this going to impact that industry?
Well, the short answer is you're looking at lost sales and added expenses. So some of the auto dealers, for example, have been moving their vehicles to higher ground in anticipation of possible flooding. In other cases, they've been trying to find indoor storage to guard against the potential for wind damage. Others have closed their showrooms, but some are trying to keep their service centers open, at least right up until the deadline, because they want to help car owners make sure their vehicles work when they need to evacuate. And then, of course, from a pure business perspective, it's not all bad if you're in the car rental business, for example. You might actually see a spike. Bloomberg reports that that's what happened after Harvey last year, for example.
A lot of people are going to need new cars after the storm as well, because you can imagine after the flooding, there's going to be damage. What about the farms? It's a big agricultural area, corn, tobacco, pigs, poultry. What are farmers doing to get ready for this? Are they able to protect their crops and their animals, or do they just have to ride it out?
Well, you know, I mean, it's hard to protect plants in open fields. It's sort of obvious, right? And North Carolina happens to be the top grower of sweet potatoes. They grow in the ground, obviously, and they could rot if the ground stays wet because of flooding. One projection from North Carolina State University puts the tobacco crop losses at up to $300 million.
Wow.
That gives you some sense. It's easier, of course, to shelter livestock, but farmers are still expecting to lose some animals. Some turkey farms, for example, have begun stockpiling frozen turkeys in advance of the storm, knowing that Thanksgiving is just a couple of months away.
Some stores, some businesses, they just have to stay open. It's actually in their interest. It's also in the public interest. Home Depot, Lowe's, these hardware stores, they're selling sandbags. You've got hotels that are bringing in, that are shelter for some people. That are, you know, there's reporters and journalists coming to the area who will be staying there. Who's staying open right now? Who's in business?
So those home improvement stores are probably the big one. They've been increasing their supplies at locations that are in the path of the hurricane. And, you know, Peter, they've gotten very adept at handling storms because there have been so many in recent years. You know, Lowe's, for example, has hurricane relief teams. They have units that specialize in this thing, and they're basically workers from neighboring states that come in after the storm because some of the workers who were normally stationed there have had to evacuate themselves. You mentioned housing. Airbnb is running a program called Open Homes, where evacuees can find free lodging from generous people who are willing to give it. Some hotels are doing little things like waiving pet fees.
Yeah. Just a little time left. What about airlines? Lots of cancellations, I know, but they've also been bringing flights in to get people out.
Right. So far, there's been more than 1,400 flights canceled. Some airlines are trying to ease the pain by waiving change fees or bag fees. And of course, the storm could affect travelers far outside of the path because Charlotte is a major hub for American Airlines.
Right.
So if you connect through Charlotte, you may be out of luck.
Once the storm is over, these types of storms, there's also often an economic boom because of the rebuilding that has to go on. Of course, cold comfort for people who've lost their homes or businesses. WBUR's Callum Borchers, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.